And good afternoon, everybody. Coming up tomorrow, the Conference USA kickoff takes place down in the Lone Star State of Texas, and Blue Raiders starting quarterback Nick Vadiato joins us, and from the PGA of America. And what does a quarterback like you know about the PGA of America?
Beautiful golf resort. Wish we were able to play. Parker and I, we're just walking around the resort yesterday. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort. The golf course is amazing. The grass looks beautiful. We were going to try to play yesterday. Ended up settling at a little golf simulator that we played for a few hours last night. So that was fun. But no, it's been really nice. Really, really cool place.
I thought I was hoping they'd let you get out on, you know, and hit a few putts or at least driving range or something.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. We'll see what Parker and I get into tonight. We might go. They have a little par three course we might go play, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, good deal. How many Conference USA kickoffs is this for you, your second or third?
This is my second.
Okay, this will be your second one. Going into year two of Coach Mason's tenure at MTSU, how do you feel today compared to a year ago today? What questions have been answered in your mind, and where do you think we stand right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely the continuity of the coaching staff definitely instills a lot more confidence within myself and I think the guys who were here last season. You know, I think this time last year, going into camp, still getting to grips with the new offense, still trying to figure out the guys around you, getting to know new guys. And even though that's a little bit the same this year, we have some new additions. The continuity within the coaching staff, and I think for myself on the offensive side of the ball, allows me to have a lot of confidence going into camp. You know, we have this offense rolling. All the player practices throughout the summer have been really good. I think, you know, Parker and myself have done a good job just respectively leading and teaching guys on offense and guys on defense, and just being able to see the guys come together, whether they were here last year, whether they're new this year. Just kind of allows us, you know, throughout this summer, I think Parker and myself have both, you know, been able to coach a lot. And I think get these guys ready for what's going to happen come fall camp here in a few days.
On the offensive side of the football, it's going to have a different look up front. No question about that. With 62 new guys brought into the program this year, 42 new scholarship guys and about 10 offensive linemen. Obviously they went for size. They want to protect you. Do you feel just from the eye test that this is going to be a different look up front on this offense?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very apparent kind of what the plan was after last season, you know, what we were looking for in the portal, what we were looking for out of our young guys coming in and, you know, getting guys like Jacob Ott and EJ Harris, to come in. They were both here in the spring. They were able to get those reps on the offensive line. They were able to get to grips with the offense. They were able to communicate with the guys who have been here, like Mateo, like Ellis Adams, Marcus Miller, Zach Clayton, those guys who have been here, you know. And then, you know, you get around the new guys, like I said, Jacob Ott, EJ Harris, Aaron Alexander, all the freshmen that we have coming in. That group, I think I've seen the most growth out of them since the end of last season. When it comes to like our position groups on the team, they're a tight knit group, and it's just been really cool to see them work and to see them compete with each other. And, you know, just to see like how much chemistry they have with each other is really cool.
Tomorrow's going to be a whirlwind day for you. But it's got to be exciting. And you're a guy that, you really, I think, embrace the opportunity to tell the Blue Raiders story.
Yeah, no doubt. I think anytime that you can, you know, you can get out and you can talk good, and I have the ability to talk about my teammates. And I mean, I'm going to take that opportunity every time. I think, you know, there's a ton of talent on this team. You know, Parker's a leader on that defense. We have a ton of new transfers and freshmen on the defensive side of the ball that I'm really excited for, like, Blue Raider fans to see. I think guys like Juwan Gaston and Alex Mitchell, who are additions on the defensive side of the ball, are going to really be a big playmakers for us. I think our receiving core compared to last year is overall more talented. You know, I know we lost Amari, you know, Holden has gone on. But, you know, I think overall talent wise between AJ Jones and Miles and Cam Lacy and Amari Walker and Kaysen Stokes, and then you add in our talented running backs, obviously, I think led by Jakale, who's done an awesome job. And then our tight ends, especially the two new tight ends, Hunter Tipton and Tavion Galloway, adding to what, you know, kind of Evan Potiker did last year, I think is just, I'm really excited for these guys to, you know, to kind of go out, see what we have during camp, get after it, finally get to play football again. And then, like, now, like, when season rolls around, when that first game versus Austin B comes, like, let these guys freaking show how much hard, how hard they've been working, and just, like, you know, put it all out there and put on a show.
Kickoff is in 40 days, and that's Nick Vadiato. He is in Texas for the Conference USA kickoff. He and Parker Hughes, along with Coach Derek Mason. We'll have another update for you coming up tomorrow here on WGNS.